an evening program lecture given by His Holiness Gaur Govinda Swami, recorded on the 26th of June, 1992, in Freeport, New York.
Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopiso Gopika Kanto Radha Kanto Namastuti Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhi Vrindavaneswari Vrishavanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Vancha Kalpataru Vesu Kripa Sindhu Vivasu Patitanang Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namannamo Namo Mahavadanyayo Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanyanam Gaura Tuise Namam Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadharo Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Leelamaya vigrahaya Hemava dibhyo chavisundaraya Tasmei maha prema rasapradaya Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Nama namasti Chaitanya Chandraya Nama namasti Chaitanya Chandraya Nama namasti Sri Chaitanya Chandraya Nama Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself is not different from Krishna but he came as a devotee Apani Karim Bhakta Bhavangi Kare, Apani Achari Bhakti Sikhamu Shabare. He came here to teach us Bhakti, to teach us how to surrender unto Krishna. So he accepted the mood of Bhakta, a devotee, and came here. His mood is the mood of Bhakta, not mood of Bhagavan. He's crying for Krishna, you understand? And he says, I am Gopi Bhartru Pada Kamalir Dasa Dasan Dasan Dasaham. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, the husband of Gopis. He is the husband of Gopis. Krishna says like that because he has come here to teach us that thing, how to surrender unto Krishna, how to develop bhakti for Krishna, how to serve Krishna. He says, Bhakta Bhava. Apane na koile dharma sikhano na jai, ehi to siddhanta gita bhagavate koi. This is the conclusion, this teaching given in Gita and Bhagavata. If you yourself will not practice in your own life bhakti, you cannot teach bhakti. If yourself is not surrendered into Krishna, you cannot speak about the surrender into Krishna and teach it. So, he is Krishna himself, but came as a devotee to and practice the principles of devotion in his own life and taught us. That is his mood. His mood is the mood of bhakta. His mood especially is Radha Bhav, the mood of Radharani, mood of gopis. You understand? You should understand. Don't disturb the mood of Gauranga. That's very painful for him. And so he came here to teach us, practically teaching. He set up examples before us. You understand? Theoretically speaking, we'll never do. Example is better than precept, as people are saying. Unless you demonstrate practically, set up example in your own life, how can you teach and why others will accept you? Then, if you speak theoretically, it's all empty words, no potency at all. You understand? Cannot be effective at all. One who practices in his own life and teaches is very effective. So he came as a bhakta, as a devotee, as a surrendered soul to the lotus feet of Krishna and teach us. You understand? From his life, from his nectarian leela, transcendental leelas, we'll get these teachings, practically teaching us. So once he was manifesting his antya leela, last past times in Jagannath Puri Dham. Do you understand? And he stayed there continuously for 18 years. He took up sannyas at the age of 24 years. His duration of staying, manifestation here in this material world is 48 years totally. So 24 years, at the age of 24, he took up sannyas. So his sannyas jivan is 24 years. So out of 24 years, 6 years he traveled and preached, northern India, southern India, and then 18 years continuously stayed in Jagannath Puri. That room is there, is Kasi Mishra's house, is the house of Kasi Mishra, known as Gambhira now, small room, it's still there. Some of the belongings of Sriman Mahaprabhu are still there. You understand, his wooden sandal is there, his rug is there, so many things are there, worshipped, devotees are there, and that is a very dear place of all the Vaishnavas, those who are followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. One must go and visit that place to get the blessings of Mahaprabhu. If you go there, visit that place, then automatically all the leelas of Mahaprabhu will be manifested. So in that, Gambhira, he was manifesting his antya leela last past times. I was absorbed always in thought of Krishna, you understand, crying for Krishna, and was talking his very intimate associates were this Swarup Damodar Goswami and Rai Ramananda, very intimate they were. So he was always busy, absorbed in discussing with him the Radha Krishna Tattva. He was there in that small room, Gambhira. Once his servant was Govinda. Name of his servant was Govinda. The Govinda was the disciple of Ishwarpuri, that means Mahaprabhu's god-brother. But Ishwarpuri said, you go and stay with Sri Krishna Chaitanya, serve him. So carrying out the order of his spiritual master, Govinda came there and stayed with Mahaprabhu and served as menial servant, his servant, personal servant. So every day when Mahaprabhu took his prasad, noontime prasad, Mahaprabhu used to take, then he takes some rest for some time, lie down. And at that time, Govinda used to massage his legs. Do you understand? That service. At that time, once Mahaprabhu lie down just on the threshold of that house, You understand? Those tapes. Not inside, not outside, just on the threshold, doorstep, lie down. You understand? The Govinda requested him, please, just on your side, let me get into the other side of the room, get into the room, and I will massage your legs, that is my service for you. But he manifests, no, I am very, very tired, I cannot turn out, cannot turn over my side, I'm so tired, you do as you like. I cannot, very, very tired. He said. Then Govinda thought of verse, I do, this is my service. So I must massage his legs, but he's just sleeping on the doorstep threshold. I cannot get myself, get into the others, into the room. How can I massage his leg? Do you understand? So what shall I do? He was very morose, but one who is constantly attached to Krishna, Trisang Sattva Jukta Nang Bhadatam Pridipurvakam Dadami Buddhi Jogantam Jena Mangu Pajantiti. Krishna says this thing in Bhagavad Gita, he is constantly attached to me and doing my bhajan, engaged in my bhajan with love, Pridipurvakam. Do you understand? Doing my bhajan with love, I give him intelligence, pure intelligence. Do you understand? So Krishna gives pure intelligence. Pure intelligence comes from Krishna. What to do and what not to do. Do you understand? So the thought came to him that a light, he took off his chadar and sprayed over the body of Mahaprabhu and just jumped over his body and got into the room. Then he massaged his legs. Do you understand? Mahaprabhu was sleeping. And Mahaprabhu does this daily activity. Mahaprabhu takes his lunch, then takes some rest, Govinda messages, then after some time Govinda and Mahaprabhu falls asleep. Then Govinda comes and takes the remnant some food. Without doing that service, Govinda would never take food, his prasad. So Govinda was that day messaging. And he didn't come out the outside of the room, you understand, remaining inside and missing. Then after 1 hour or 1.5 hour, taking rest, Mahaprabhu got up. Then said, Govinda, still sitting here, have you taken food, prasad? No. Why have you not taken food? Why have you not taken food? No, remnants are always there. Do you understand? Because he didn't want to jump over again and go outside. Then that he said, you are sleeping, lying on the just threshold, the doorstep. How can I get to the other side? Now how did you come to this side? He said, I came in this way. Now why didn't you go that way? No, I adopted that method to serve you. Do you understand? I will never adopt that method to serve my belly. Do you understand? To take food. For your service, I can do that thing. But for my service of filling my belly, I won't do that thing. Do you understand? Because for the service of Krishna, one should adopt any means. Maybe it's very, very awkward position, unfavorable situation, very dangerous situation. Still, he accepts it for the service of Krishna. Do you understand? Tava sukhalagi is only one thing. It's for the pleasure of Krishna and happiness of Krishna, nothing for you. Bhakti vinoda vale tava sukhasar. Bhakti Vinod Thakur Mahajan says, O Lord, everything I will do for your pleasure, your happiness, I will never do anything for my pleasure and happiness. That is real pleasing service to the Lord. That is dear devotee of the Lord, who is completely surrendered. Do you understand? He never does anything for his own pleasure and happiness and satisfaction. Do you understand? He does everything for the pleasure of the Lord, his happiness and satisfaction. At any cost, he does it. Do you understand? And example is Arjuna. Arjuna fought in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Fighting is not a very good thing. First he was unwilling, no, I won't fight. Means that when he heard the message of Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, then he could understand everything, and he understood that Krishna's pleasure is required. You understand? Krishna is Supreme Lord. I am his eternal servant. He is my eternal master. So master's pleasure is required. Master is pleased, then I'll be pleased. Whole world will be thus been to stay, jagatusto. If Supreme Lord will be pleased, the whole world will be pleased. Happy. Lord is happy, whole world will be happy. That's a fact. He understood that thing. And he heard Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Krishna. Do you understand? He understood. Then Krishna asked, "O Lord, whatever I say, you hear with concentrated attention, all your doubts are clear. Jathai chosi tathai kuru. Now you do as you like, whatever you think." Do you understand? Then he said, "Nastamoha smriti labdha tat prasadata maya achyuta sthita smi gata sandeha karisi vasanam tava." "Oh achyuta, oh Lord, all my delusions are gone now." No more delusions. Maya puts one in delusion. Do you understand? This illusory world, I am manifesting the illusory energy of the Lord. All are captured by Maya, under the grip of Maya, entrapped of Maya, and forgotten Krishna, forgotten their own self, own identity. Do you understand? And Maya puts, Maya creates such delusions, all are bewildered. Maya puts forth real as unreal, unreal as real, happiness as distress, distress as happiness, shelter as not shelter, not shelter as shelter. That Maya puts forth. You understand? So, all bewildered soul, conditioned souls think the happiness or distress. Serving Krishna, taking shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna is real happiness and pleasure. But the conditioned soul, they don't think so. Then they say, "Oh, it is very, very distressful and happiness. If you serve Krishna, then Krishna will take away everything from you." Do you understand? Jasyam anugrunhami haranti taddhanam sani. Srimad Bhagavatam Krishna has said, really, if I shower my mercy on somebody, I take away everything from him. That means all his material wealth, assets, everything I take away from him. And all his so-called material friends, kith and kin and relatives, do you understand? They turn into enemies. When a man becomes poor, no material wealth, asset, anything, Krishna takes up everything. Then all his friends, kith and kin relatives, desert him, kick him. This man has become poor. Nothing he cannot help us now. If we go to him, he will beg, "Please give me money or something help." Instead of helping us, he will now beg for help from us. "Don't go, chalo." Kick, kick. You understand? If the wife kicks, son kicks, daughter kicks, brother kicks, all friends kick. Yes. And Krishna says, "This is my real mercy. Jasyam anugrunnahami haranti taddhanam sani." If I really shower my mercy on somebody, I take away everything from him. All material wealth, all material position, all material so-called friendship, love, everything. Nothing. Then what shall I do? Nobody is here now. No wealth, no friends, no support. What shall I do? Who is there? Only Krishna's lotus feet there. Then you completely take shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Then you surrender. This is real mercy. You understand? This Maya puts forth in this way, and people know it. "No, no, don't go to that Krishna. He'll take away everything from you. He'll make you pauper. Suffer. He'll make you suffer. Don't go. Yes. Do you understand? Happiness as distress, distress as happiness. Build or so. Do you understand? Always deluded. So, for such a deluded soul, confused, bewildered soul, what is the path to be treated, for the course to be adopted.
Devotional service?
Huh?
Take up devotional service?
Come here, to the front, where I'm leaning against the wall and dozing, sleeping. Huh? Yes, yes. Oh, come. Come to my front. Come to my front. Do you understand? Huh? What to be done? What course to be adopted? What path to be treaded or follow?
You have to take shelter of Krishna's feet.
Does he know Krishna?
No.
Then how can he take shelter of Krishna's feet?
Krishna's devotee,
find a spiritual master. He must listen or hear from Sadhu Mahajana if he's really intelligent. Do you understand? Here, I don't know. As Arjuna said, Karpanya dosa pahata svabhava prutshamintam dharma samudha cheta jat srem vadanishchityam sishyatehum sadhimam tam prapannam. Second chapter in the beginning, Krishna says, and Arjuna says like this, isn't it? In the first chapter, he became so morous, visavjo, distressed. He said, no, I won't fight. My kith and kin, relatives, friends, sons, brothers, my gurus are there, superiors are there, the other side, how can I kill them? This is adharma, this is pap, I'll go to hell. Narakeonyatavaso. He said like that, as a very wise man, learned person. Then I won't. When I am thinking of killing them, do you understand? Just thought comes that I will fight and kill them. My head reels. Gandivam sanstratyastha chokchayava paridayate. The Gandiva dhanu, the bow, sleeping off my hand. I cannot stand up, my head reels. How can I fight? I won't fight. He said like that. It's great sinful activity, I'll go to hell. Do you understand? Yes. Do you follow? Then he thought of Krishna, Maharaj Yudhishthira, his elder brother, very peaceful person. He didn't want to fight. No battle, no fighting. Still, all his peaceful mission failed. Lord Krishna himself went to the court of Dhritarashtra. As a peace messenger, taking peaceful message. It failed. At last, no, must fight, must be there. So there was there. What shall I do now? I cannot think of whether I'll fight or whether I give up fighting and go to the forest, become karma sannyasi. I cannot decide what is to be done. Then in that case, what shall the builder should do? Karpanya dosa pahata svabhava prutshamintam dharma samudha cheta jat sreya vadanishchityo sishyateyam sadhimam tam prapanna. Then he showed the path. I am builder. I don't know what is real dharma or adharma. What is to be done and what is my duty? I am the builder's soul. I am completely builder. You know everything. You know everything. So I become your sishya. I accept your lordship as guru. Do you understand? I completely surrender unto your lotus feet. I come under your strict discipline. Please inflict severe discipline on me. And impart tattva jnana, sadhimam. I become a sishya. That is the process, only thing. That is the course to be adopted. Do you understand? But I don't know. Yes, a builder soul, completely in ignorance. Maya means ignorance, in darkness, no enlightenment at all. Just grouping in the darkness, this or this or this or that. What can he do or what shall he do? Yes. This is the only path, is short, come and approach a sadhu mahajan, knows everything, who is not under grip of maya. He is completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna, is sadhu mahajan, who is an enlightened person, is always in enlightenment, not in darkness, jnanata, ignorance. Do you understand? only he can advise you. You have to listen sadhus mahajanas. What they say, adopt it. That is mahajana jena gata sabantha. You understand? One should follow the footprints of mahajana or paths shown by mahajanas. That is the best path. No danger is there. You understand? And the conditioned soul, builder soul has many doubts, you understand, because he's always is completely, completely in ignorance, darkness. No enlightenment is there, just grouping in the darkness. So for him, he should approach, he's intelligent. If he's intelligent, he must come and approach a sadhu mahajan. You understand? Sadhu is he who is completely surrendered unto the lotus feet of Krishna. He is sadhu. The chief symptom of sadhu, pure devotee of Krishna. He knows what is what. He is not bewildered. You understand? So what he says, just accept it as it is. And that is all auspicious, all good for you. You understand? So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadekhyanti te jnanam jnanina tatadarsina. Isn't it? Pranipata pariprasna seva. Three things are required. Go and approach such a person, sadhu, and completely surrender yourself. First thing is surrender unto him. Do you understand? Pranipata means complete dedication, complete surrender. Then pariprasna seva. Serve that sadhu, please him, then humbly ask question. I am bewildered, I don't know. What is this? Tattva jigyasa. Do you understand? Questions relating to tattva. Do you understand? What is tattva? Tattva means truth. Janma karmam cha me jibyam evam jubhiti tattva taha tektva deham punar janma naeti sammangiti arjuna. Krishna said, my activities, my birth, my activities are not material. Are all transcendental. One who knows it in tattva, in truth, and after quitting this body, he'll go to me, he'll never come down here again, no rebirth, no punarjanma. No, he won't come here, he'll never fall down. Do you understand? No rebirth. That is what. So one should understand the activities of Krishna, the leelas of Krishna, teachings of Krishna, what he has given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, in tattva. How can he? Pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya upadikhyanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darsina. And as approach a tattva darsi guru who is the seer of the truth. Advaya jnana tattva braji vrajindra kum nandana. Vrajindra nandana son of Nanda Maharaj is absolute truth. One who has seen him. One who sees every movement is the seer of the truth. One should approach such a person, tattva-darsina, and surrender unto him completely, serve him, please him, then humbly ask question. You understand? I am poor, I don't know, please dispel my doubts, sansaya. Do you understand? Many doubts, conditioned soul hearts. Do you understand? Because my apurspurt is real as unreal, unreal as real. Happiness or distress, distress as happiness. Shelter as not shelter, not shelter as shelter. Real is conditioned. Guru sarva sansaya sanchetta. That is one of the symptoms of Guru, the definition of Guru. Sarva sansaya sanchetta. He dispels all the doubts of his disciple, quoting authority. Do you understand? Yes. Who will dispel? So one should ask. This is known, tattva jigyasa. You understand? Inquiry. Inquiry. Unless you inquire, how can you know? Why he will say, if you have no inquiry? So Arjuna has asked many questions in Bhagavad Gita, and Krishna has answered it. Isn't it? In Srimad Bhagavatam also you'll find so many question answers are there. Maitreya Vidura Sambhad is there. Vidura asked many questions, Maitreya Muni answered. Similarly, Uddhava asked many questions and Krishna answered. Many such episodes you'll find, such question answers are there. You understand? This is inquiry, pariprasna. Absolutely. Otherwise, how can you understand the absolute truth? So I will ask some questions, and you should answer me. When Mahaprabhu, Sriman Mahaprabhu met Raya Ramananda while he was preaching in southern India, do you understand, on the bank of Godavari, Mahaprabhu asked many questions to Raya Ramananda, and Raya Ramananda answered. Similarly, I'll ask questions and you'll answer. My question is, first question is, how can we get spiritual strength? This first question. Hello, Mr. David.
By surrendering to the spiritual master, by following his instructions.
Yes. Chanting Hare Krishna. Do you know it? Without Guru, can you know it? Then his answer is some extent correct. Mr. David's answer. You understand? Yes?
You had mentioned before that one's ability to communicate Krishna consciousness and have that potency in affecting others in Krishna consciousness is going away.
Without accepting Guru, how can one do it? First thing is the acceptance of Guru. Do you understand? I say. But the builder's soul doesn't know. What did Arjuna do? He accepted first Guru. Sishyatehum sadhimam tvam prapanno. Isn't it? I am builder. Karpanya dosa pahata svabhava prutshamita dharma samudha cheta. He first did it. Then Krishna acted on the role of Guru and Arjuna acted on the role of Sishya. Then Guru Sishya. Then question answer goes on. Do you understand? Yes? Yes, first thing is one should accept a sadhu mahajan, take shelter of him, is first thing. Then next thing is, with love and affection, he should serve Guru. You understand? Seva. With love and affection he should serve Guru. What Guru has said, to carry out his orders, follow his instruction as it is, without twisting it, without adding any deliberation to it, you'll get immense spiritual strength. Do you follow? You'll get immense spiritual strength. That is the process. That is Guru Seva Nam Seva. Guru has a chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Rama. 16 rounds daily minimum, with the bead, this bead I have given, offenselessly. Do you understand? But he has given us some instruction, some do's, some don't do's. Don't do this thing. No fish eating, meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, that some don't do's, some do's. He has given us. Do you understand, Guru? So we should accept it as it is, without adding any deliberation to it, without twisting it, as it is. You understand? And serve him with love and affection. As he has instructed, you chant Hare Krishna, then you will get immense strength, immense spiritual strength. Do you follow? This is the only process. My next question is, whose prayers does Krishna hear? Yes.
Spiritual master.
Spiritual master.
Who is spiritual master?
Pure devotee. Who is pure devotee?
One is simply surrendered.
Yes. One who is 100% surrender, complete surrender, what is his symptom? Who is 100% surrender, what is his symptom? Yes? What are those? Yes, speak in English.
Accept everything favorably and reject everything unfavorable.
What is favorable, what is unfavorable? You are speaking and asking somebody else to help you? What is favorable for my bhajan, I accept it. What is unfavorable for my bhajan, I reject it immediately. Then, these are two symptoms. Then,
depending on protection.
Yes. So, Krishna Vishwasa, he has complete faith, unflinching faith in Krishna. He must protect me. This is third symptom. Then, then other three.
Meek and humble.
Yes, be humble. You have to have done those to become proud. He is my maintainer, he is my protector. Atmanikheva karvani, complete surrender, 100% surrender, self-dedication, you understand? Then crying in the heart, offering prayer, piteously, prayer always to Krishna. That is six symptoms, you understand? Mahaprabhu has taught us, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitamba, jagadisa kamaye. Mama janmani janmani swari bhavatat bhakti rahit gitvai. Do you understand? Don't ask anything from Krishna. Do you understand? You are servant. Krishna is your eternal master and you are his eternal servant. Jiva nitya Krishna das. Krishna nitya prahu, jiva nitya das. Isn't it? Krishna is your eternal master. And you are his eternal servant. Your duty is to serve him, to offer, render loving service unto him, for his pleasure. Do you understand? Not for your pleasure. Do you understand? For his pleasure. And offering service in return, don't ask anything from him. Do you follow? Offering service in return, don't ask anything. No dhana, no jana. Don't give me any material wealth. I don't want any material wealth. I am not praying for asking you for any material followers. Even I am not asking for you, give me a beautiful woman to enjoy. No. Even not for liberation. Do you understand? Mukti. Janmani janmani swari. Life after life, I will serve your lotus feet and give you pleasure. Nothing else. Huh? Nothing else. Huh? Prabhutava padajuge inivedan nahi magi. Deha sukha vidya dhana jan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Mahajana, Mahajana says, he has come to teach us, then shown us the path, Mahajana jana gata sapant. Oh Lord, this is my prayer unto your lotus feet. I am an eternal servant, life of life, I will render loving service unto you, and I am not begging anything from you. Nahi magi deha sukha vidya dhana jan. I am not asking for give me bodily comforts and pleasure. No. If you want, give me all bodily discomfort, displeasure, give me. Give it. I'll gladly accept it. Do you follow? That says. That is, oh Lord, oh Krishna, I don't want any bodily comfort or pleasure or material enjoyment, happiness from you. What do you want? What is your sweet oil? Please bestow on me. That pleases you. Do you understand? I accept it. If you give all bodily discomforts, distress and happiness, and if it pleases you, that is my highest pleasure. I'll accept it in that way. More diya dukkha tar hoy jodi sukha, sei dukkha mor sukha barjya. Do you understand? Radharani says like that. Giving me, or say, very severe distress and happiness, suffering, If he gets pleasure, if Krishna gets pleasure, that distress, that suffering is my topmost pleasure, highest pleasure. One accepts in this way. You understand? Krishna listens to him. Only Krishna listens to him. Do you understand? Yes. Jahoi Krishna richa tahin koribo. Nijo ichha mate kichuna chintibo. What Krishna? Krishna is supreme. His will is supreme. He has supreme will. Do you understand? Nobody's will is supreme. Even Lord Balaram's will is not supreme will. Krishna's will is supreme will. Do you understand? Instances are there. Subhadra is the sister of Krishna and Balaram. Do you understand? Balaram had that will. He wanted that Subhadra would be handed over to Duryodhana. Do you understand? Balaram thought up like that. He expressed it. But Krishna was younger brother. When the elder brother was saying, he didn't say anything. He kept himself silent, mum. But that was not Krishna's will. Krishna's will was Arjuna would take. Do you follow me? That was Krishna's will. And what happened? Actually Arjuna took. Do you understand? Even Balaram's will was not kept up. Do you understand? That means Krishna's will is supreme will. Jahoi Krishna richa, tahi koribo. Nijo ichha mate kichuna chintibo. That is really one who is completely surrendered soul. He says like that, oh Krishna, what is your sweet will? Please do. Your will is supreme will, nothing my will. Do you understand? As it pleases. If you want to inflict very severe distress on me, do you understand? Suffering on me. And if it pleases you, that is my highest pleasure. I accept it. Yes, your pleasure is required, nothing else. Krishna listens to him, such a person. Otherwise, Krishna will never listen to you. You follow? Fictions, novels, romantic stories. As it pleases. If you want to inflict very severe distress on me, do you understand? Suffering on me. And if it pleases you, that is my highest pleasure. I accept it. Yes, your pleasure is required, nothing else. Krishna listens to him, such a person. Shishyas, disciple. Who is spiritual master? Does he know? Does a conditioned soul know who is spiritual master, who is sadhu? Or can he know?
Yes.
Can he know?
Yes.
How? How is spiritual conditioned soul know?
By the mercy of Gauranga, Nityananda
Gauranga. Does he know Nityananda Gauranga, a conditioned soul? Wow, what do you say, Mr. David? Conditioned soul doesn't know who is sadhu, who is Mahajan, who is Nityananda Gauranga. He doesn't know. Book. Does he read all these books? He reads novel, fiction. Fictions, novels, romantic stories. He never reads these books. How can he get godless mercy? Is he coming to association with sadhus? He is go to the liquor shop, associate with drunkards. He says, these are crazy people here, worshipping some idols, dancing, chanting something, dancing, playing khol kartal. Crazy people. He thinks you are so crazy. Why you come here and associate with you? All strange things you are speaking. All strange. 24-hour liquor, cold wine. Goes there drinking liquor. And thinks, oh, I am Indra now, Indra, I am Indra, humility. Why come here? And causeless mercy you'll get. If really one who is conscious, really I am suffering, really I am suffering, yes. How many are conscious? This is a platform, material platform, Dukhalayam, isn't it? It's a miserable platform, it's a material platform, isn't it? Janma mrityu, jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu darshanam. All have been suffering. Birth, death, old age, and disease. Beginning from Brahma to tiny ant. This platform is such. One who is really conscious, he's not callous. Yes, I am suffering, I have been suffering, I have been suffering. There is hope that he'll get mercy. Otherwise, one who is callous, do you understand? Though he is suffering, but he doesn't know that I am suffering. Rather says, I am happy, happy, happy. I am enjoying. Like hog eats stool and says, oh, I am enjoying. The human beings are so foolish that they are not eating such a nice thing I am eating. They are eating something else. Hog thinks like that. Do you follow Mr. David? These callous persons. Thinking themselves happy, they are in fool's paradise, fools, fool's paradise. Do you follow? There's no hope for them. How can they get mercy? One who is conscious, yes, really, I have been suffering, suffering. Then how can I completely destroy this thing, mitigate this suffering? How can I get real happiness, eternal? Do you understand? Jaihi sanspara bhoga dukkha jana yevati. Adyanta manta kamtaya nati suramate buddha. Gita says, this material enjoyment, material happiness that is received through sense perception, do you understand? Material senses is a transitory, do you understand? Temporary, for short time. And ultimate consequence is unlimited misery, dukkha jana ya. Whose consequence is unlimited misery, is it happiness? Is it really happiness? No. One who is conscious of this thing. Yes, no, this is not happiness. It's ultimate. Consequence is unlimited misery. What is real happiness, real enjoyment, real pleasure, eternal? How can I get it? One who is crying in his heart, inquiring. Do you understand? Then praying to Krishna, O Supreme Lord Krishna. Do you understand? Please help me. I don't know. Do you understand? I don't know who is Guru, who is Sadhu, who is Mahajan. Understand? I'm a bewildered soul, but I have heard you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, and your dear devotee, Sadhu, Mahajan, Gurus are there, but I don't know who are they. Do you understand? I don't know. I'm a bewildered soul, confused. Do you understand? Please help me. You know, you are all-knowing person, You know, but I don't know. Please help me, I want to serve your lotus feet. I want to become your servant, I am your servant. How can you serve your lotus feet without help of Guru, your dear devotee, your bona fide representative, do you understand? Please help me to get such sadhu guru, one who prays like that in his heart, always prays. Do you understand? Then Krishna makes arrangement. As Dhruva Maharaj got his guru, Narada Muni came, 5-year-old boy, very simple. He doesn't know. Only his mother said, yes, Munis, rishis, sadhus, they go to forest to get that Narayana. I will go to forest and get him. He's so determined, do you understand? His mother said, you are a mere boy. No, I must get that Narayana. So determined, one should be very determined. Drudhabrata avadansimam. Unless you are determined, how can you get Krishna? Then the Maya, every time, tries to break your determination. Yes, every time she tries to break your determination, and breaks also. One is very determined, unshakable. Maya cannot. So Dhruva is determined. He went, Narayana, where is that Narayana? Do you understand? Not afraid of in the ferocious animals there, tigers, lions, thorns, pebbles. Do you understand? Many fears came, not afraid. Where is that Narayana? Do you understand? The Narayana who is there in the heart as Paramatma now is very eager to get me, approach me. Do you understand? Dhruva. So he made arrangement. Then Narada Muni came. Do you understand? That is the arrangement of Krishna, Paramatma. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiva Guru Krishna Grupate Paya Bhakti Bhavita. Undergoing in lakhs of Brahmandas, in lakhs of spaces of life, and is Bhagyavan, as a fortunate who has this Bhakti Sukruti. Do you understand? Fortunate. He gets Kripa, mercy of Krishna, then mercy of Guru, Guru Krishna. Paya Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed of Bhakti Kripa, sown in his heart. That means first is Krishna Krupa. His Krishna's mercy is first. Cry before Krishna and beg for his mercy. Please help me. I don't know who is your real dear devotee, who is bona fide representative. I am builder soul, I don't know. But you know, please help me. He cries before Krishna. And Krishna, then Krishna's mercy, makes arrangement, he meets a sadhu. Is a dear devotee, bona fide representative. Krishna's arrangement, he accepts. Now this is Krishna's arrangement. He accepts it. This is Krishna's arrangement. Krishna has handed me over on his hand. Do you understand? Krishna has handed me over on his hand. And he accepts it. And he completely surrenders unto the lotus feet of that sadhu and guru. He is a real disciple. Do you understand? His real disciple, prakruta sishya. And completely, no more independence now. Once you completely surrender, no more independence, finished. As he likes, I am a puppet. I am an instrument in the hand of Guru. Yes, now. As he likes, he may utilize me. Nothing mine. Do you understand? Whatever arrangements my Guru makes for me, that is all good for me. He accepts it. Never say, no, Gurudev, it is very difficult. I think if I can do in this way, it will be very good. If you come and stay here 4 months, so Gurudev, it will be very good. I am arranging, collecting money and getting a very nice, good, comfortable motor home for you. No difficulty for you. He never says like that. Whatever arrangement Guru makes, do you understand? He accepts it. Yes, he accepts it. Do you understand? That is the duty of the real Shishya. Disciple. He never has any deliverance to it. This Guru's instruction, Guru's arrangement. Otherwise he'll put into all difficulties. All inauspiciousness is there. No auspiciousness. Who never runs after his own bodily comfort, pleasure. Do you understand? Always engaged in rendering loving service. Service with love and affection for Guru. At any cost, even at the cost of his life. In all sorts of unfavorable situations also. Yes, he is a real disciple. Do you understand? He is not bhogi. He doesn't want anything for his enjoyment. Everything have to give it. Pleasure and enjoyment to Guru and Krishna. Do you understand? And he knows by the instruction of Guru, mercy of Guru, whatever is here, whatever is available, whatever you see, these are all paraphernalia for Krishna's service, enjoyment. Do you understand also? It's paraphernalia for the service and enjoyment of his bona fide representative, Guru. He knows this thing. Everything belongs to Krishna. Nothing belongs to myself, to anybody. If somebody, so everything is meant for Krishna's enjoyment, Krishna's service, service of his bona fide representative. So it is Guru's vastu. If someone will develop some greed for Guru's paraphernalia, that I will enjoy it. Now how will he become a disciple, real disciple? Do you understand me? No. That means he wants to enjoy. He doesn't want to give enjoyment to Guru and Krishna. He is not a real disciple. Do you understand? He invites all sorts of dangers, all sorts of inauspiciousness. Inauspiciousness. Was real disciple, he should understand it very well. Do you understand? These all acharyas have said like this. He is always engaged in the loving service of Guru and Krishna. Do you understand? And he gets causeless mercy of Guru. The eye opens, the transcendental eye, devotional eye opened. He is no more bewildered. He has clear-cut vision. And he never thinks the Guru as an ordinary human being. Acharya mam vijanyam nam manyat karichi namatya buddhya sveta sarvadeva maya Guru. Krishna said in 11th canto, Bhagavatam to Uddhava, that Acharya, that Guru is as good as me. Do you understand? One should not think him as a mortal being, as an ordinary human being. Sarvadeva maya Guru, all the demigods have manifested themselves on his person. Do you understand? Tasmi deyam tatu grajyam satya pujyam tathayaham. He should be worshipped as I am worshipped. One should not think him as an ordinary human being, ordinary mortal being. Do you understand? One thinks so and respects, pays respect to Guru and worships, offers worship to Guru as he offers worship to Krishna, he is real Shishya. Do you understand? He gets causeless mercy. If someone cannot see such thing or develop such humility, respect for Guru, then he cannot surrender. He cannot see the Guru. Do you understand? He cannot see the Guru. Real Surup of Guru. He is a great crooked person, he cannot. He is not simple-hearted person, crooked person, he cannot. The service what he renders with duplicity. With duplicity, is not without duplicity. So, he cannot get the causeless mercy of Guru and Krishna. He is not a real disciple. Who is a real disciple? He has unflinching faith in Guru, in his words, unflinching faith. But Guru says, it does immediately, executes without adding any deliberation to it, twisting it. That is real sishya. You understand? Yes. He never wants to be enjoyer. He gives all enjoyment to Guru and Krishna at any cost, even at the cost of his life. That is first said. Oh Krishna, if putting me in distress and happiness and suffering, you become pleased. Do you understand? You get pleasure. That is my highest pleasure. That is his mentality. Thank you very much. So late today. Yes? How that way? Bona disciples, Guru should be bona fide as well as disciples should be bona fide. As it is very difficult to get a bona fide Guru, similarly it is very difficult to get a bona fide disciple. All right? Yes. It is very difficult to get a bona fide Guru, similarly very difficult to get a bona fide disciple. Yes. Follow me? Huh? Not easy thing. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada Maharaj, very powerful Vaishnava, isn't it? Huh? Guru of my Guru, very powerful Vaishnava. No such Vaishnava is available today. Very powerful. So at the eve of his, prior to his disappearance from this material world, he called all his disciples and told them, none of you are my disciples. He said like that. What does it mean? Because none of you have followed my instruction as it is. You have added something to yours, deliberations to state. You have something to get from me, some enjoyment. And that means you have developed that desire for enjoying me, not giving me enjoyment. You understand? Therefore he said, none of you are my disciple, because none of you have accepted my discipline without grumbling, as it is, do you understand? Then he said, if I have made one pure disciple, pure devotee, then I'll think that my guruship is successful. Do you follow my language? He said like that. Therefore it is very difficult. It is not easy thing. As it is not easy to get a bona fide guru, it is not easy to get a bona fide real disciple. All have their own things. Get this thing from Guru. Yes, this thing. We'll enjoy Guru. Who is there? They have to give enjoyment to Guru. All are after their own enjoyment. Yes, I'll get this thing, that thing, that thing. Yes. Yes, material world. I say, it's not an easy thing. It's very difficult. As it's difficult to get a bona fide Guru, similarly difficult to get a bona fide disciple. Yes. Yes. Guru Bhogi, then Guru Tyagi, we say. Follow my language. Guru Bhogi, that means they are not rendering niskapata seva. Service without duplicity. Service with duplicity. Do you understand? They want to get something from Guru for their own enjoyment. If there is some discrepancy on it, they leave. Yes, chalo, we'll go to some other place. Yes, good, tyagi, isn't it? Huh? After disappearance of my spiritual master, such a dear devotee of Mahaprabhu, who fulfilled the desires of Mahaprabhu, is completely empowered. Do you understand? Got complete, full mercy from Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Guru, and all other acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta, do you understand? Who fulfilled the desire of Mahaprabhu, preached throughout the world the message of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? Prithivityachidanagaradigram sarvatra prasar huyve moronam. Then Mahaprabhu's desire was that. Who fulfilled it? He fulfilled it. It's really empowered. Huh? Empowered. So we have got to such mercy. Still, you see what has happened? All have left, isn't it? Huh? And joined some other organizations and faction, something. It's, why is so? Are they real disciples? Then?
I think maybe part of her question was, how is it that we put up these disciples and not follow Prabhupada? And there are some sincere devotees that have come to these disciples as, looking for that guidance. Mm. Now they have left.
Yeah.
So you have a sincere disciple, but you don't have a sincere guru.
Yes, never leaves at any condition. No, yes, full, complete faith in the Guru. Yes, I say first thing, oh Krishna, if it pleases you, putting me in all suffering and distress, that is my highest pleasure. To follow? That is what. And some discrepancy there, he always wants something for his own enjoyment, happiness. Some discrepancy is there, then chalo. Leave, then they leave. Why you leave? You understand? It's not a real disciple, no. Yes, they want enjoyment for them, not giving enjoyment to Guru and Gauranga or Krishna, isn't it? So they leave. Let us go there, we'll get something there. He'll give us some enjoyment, give us some high position, I'll become Guru, I'll become great sadhu, mahajan. No. Like that. I cannot get it here now. He is not giving me. Let us go. Then? Do you follow? Yes. All right, thank you.
Next is an excerpt of an evening darshan recorded on the 22nd of February, 1992, in Mayapur, India.
No, that is not prem, you see, that is, you see, rasa, but opposite rasas. There is anger, vibhasa rasa, karuna rasa, different mellows are there, types. Do you understand? Huh? Different mellows. Anger, ugliness, vibhasa, sarcastic, you see, so many. They are conscious, these demons like conscious, and those who are enemies, those who think Krishna is their enemy, demons, you see, those who develop enmity towards Krishna, they think of Krishna as enemy, pratikul bhav, not a favorable way, unfavorable way. And conscious is the example. Anyhow, he was thinking of Krishna, but not in a favorable way, loving way. Do you understand? It's unfavorable way, inimical way, you see. Anyway, he was thinking. Therefore, every day, every moment he was thinking, oh, Krishna came, killed me. Because they heard Krishna would kill you. The eighth child of Devaki would kill you, isn't it? He had heard that thing. From that moment, he was always thinking, you see. And Narada Muni had said that thing to him also. But one should think of Krishna in a favorable way, in a loving way, because we have loving relationship with Krishna. Annyabhyasta sunyam jnana karma adi anabhutam anukulyena krishna anusilanam bhakti uttama. Rupa Goswami says, no other desire. Annyabhyasta sunyam jnana karma adi anabhutam. Jnani's desire is to merge into impersonal Brahman, get liberation, mukti, sahajya mukti. Karmi's desire is to enjoy, bhukti. Do you understand? Bhukti means enjoyment, material enjoyment. So, bhakta, devotee, was developed love and affection for Krishna. He has no such desires. No desire for mukti, no desire for bhukti. You understand? Annyabhyasta sunyam jnana karma adi anukulyena. He thinks of Krishna favorably. What is that favorably? That is very significant word. You understand? Anukulyena. Very significant word, and it has deep purpose. You understand? And that should be explained. What is anukulyena? You say only favorably. What is favorably? What is that? This is question of love. You understand? Example is gopis, Radharani. You understand? That's the example. How they are thinking of Krishna always, every moment, with love only. That Mahaprabhu has taught. Ramya kāti dupāsana brajabadhu vargyena jākalpita. Mahaprabhu says, brajabadhu, themselves of brajabhumi, the gopis, as they worship Krishna, only with love. You understand? That is the question of love. That is anukulyena. What pleases Krishna? What pleases Krishna? What gives Krishna the pleasure? You understand? It is not a fact that for your pleasure you do. No, for Krishna's pleasure. Krishna's satisfaction and pleasure we have to do. That may be very displeasing for us. But if it pleases Krishna, we have to do. Example is Arjuna. You understand? Fighting in the battlefield of Kurukshetra and killing his brother, Sirkith and Keen, his family members, his guru, Acharya, Drona, etc. Superiors. Is not very good for Krishna as Arjuna. Do you understand? It's very, very unfavorable, displeasing, isn't it? But when he heard Bhagavad Gita, Vani from Krishna and could understand everything, no. Then he said, Karishya Vachanam Tava. Yes, only I'll do what you want. That means you want to kill, fight and kill. I'll do it because this will please you. And your pleasure is only required, not my pleasure. I was thinking of my pleasure, but this is not required. Only your pleasure is required. You are everything. You are the only relationship. And I have one jivas have eternal loving relationship. And what pleases you, that should be done, and that is it. Everything. The ultimate goal, that is the perfection of our life. That is anukulyena. Do you understand? Favorably. And those, Krishna knows that those who are bona fide representative of Krishna, in other words, dear devotees of Krishna, very intimate and dear devotees, they know it. What pleases Krishna. And they say, they give direction, they give instruction, they say. They impart this knowledge to their disciples, their followers, and that may be not very pleasing to the disciples. But they know this is good. This is what Krishna wants. This will please Krishna. They know Krishna. They know Krishna. And if you are serious, and if you have full faith in the words of Sadhguru, yes, I want Krishna, I want to render loving service to Krishna and get Krishna in my life. This very life, the human birth, which is meant for getting Krishna, you understand? If you are serious and you want this thing, however unfavorable it may be to you, you should do it. Yes, yes. I must do it at any cost. But it pleases Krishna. I want Krishna. I want to please Krishna. Yes. That is my duty as a servant of Krishna. And Krishna's pleasure means that is everything. You understand? And that is all beneficial to me, all good to me, and that is all perfection of my life, that by I'll get Krishna. An example is Arjuna. One who has developed love for Krishna, he risks his own life. Yeah, at the risk of his life he does. He renders service. Huh? Gopis risked their life when the question of giving dust from their feet is there, do you understand? They gave, yes, take, all Narada Muni, take dust from our feet, and for this you have to go to hell and suffer there forever. We are prepared, let us go and suffer there. Let our Krishna be happy. This is love, attention, this is love, this is love. Yes, this is love. Nothing for ourselves, everything for Krishna's happiness and pleasure, yes. And if it is required for us to suffer, go to hell and suffer there, yes, we'll suffer there for life. Huh? This is love. But one who does such loving service to, why will go to hell? He'll never go to hell. Why will go to hell? But this is love, how they are prepared for it, how they are risking, taking such great risk. This is love.
When he said about Kamsa, that you could pray, I was wondering actually, if this praying in
front of... No, I do not pray, Krishna.
Did you plan on it in the Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala?
Madhya.
Kamsa is not...
Kamsa is unfavorably, you see, not favorably.
Kamsa is not even one of these rasas.
No.
So how can he...
His rasa is something deep, opposite rasa. Not opposite, it is opposite. Negative one, not positive. Opposite rasa. Yeah. Yes, that you cannot understand, you see, rasa-tattva. Vivasya-ratha is vivasya-rasa. Very dreadful. Vivasya. You understand? Very dreadful. Ugly. Not good looking like this. Vivasya rasa, we say. Raudra, krodha, raudra, vivasya. In rasa chapter there are opposite things. And kansa, demons like kansa, they are thinking of Krishna in opposite way, not in loving way. Say, that is not favorably, unfavorable way. Yes, that is not prema. They are thinking in an unfavorable way, not favorable way. Kamsa was always thinking, every moment. He couldn't sleep also. During sleeping time, oh, it was a game, like this. You see? He's afraid, out of fear, you see, out of fear. He's out of fear. Dreadfulness of fear, you see. This unfavorable way, not favorable way. Anyhow, he was thinking Krishna, but our position is to think of Krishna favorably, with love, not unfavorably. Yes. So also jhana, in whatever way you think of Krishna, that is we say. And it is very helpful. We have eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Let us think of, develop that relationship and think of Krishna in that way, favorable way, in loving way. Because we are eternally related and our relationship is loving relationship. Bhakti Siddhanta.
He wanted very much to preach these books, and he was saying, if you can give us an advice, how can we keep ourselves preaching and preaching more in the Ramachari?
Preaching to?
If you can give us an advice on how can we keep ourselves preaching.
I can't follow it. What it says?
Our Siddhanta used to, and then nobody said, because today is the period of Siddhanta, so they want to hear something, how Siddhanta used to like preaching, and how can we please Siddhanta by preaching.
Krishna says that one who preaches, one who delivers my message, you understand, preaches, is very dear to me. Nasa Manushya Sukhasan, that verse is an 18th chapter. Nobody is so dear to me. One who preaches is so dear to me. Nobody is as dear as he. That Krishna says. And that pleases Guru and Gauranga, Krishna, yes. One who goes out throughout the world and preaches. Krishna gave some restrictions on what Mahaprabhu webbed out. That restrictions. You understand? Now, jare dekho tare bolo Krishna upadesh. Mora agya hai Guru haiya taro hi desh. Then Mahaprabhu said. Krishna said, don't say this. So Arjuna, he said. Abhaktaya, atapaskaya, jomang abhyasuyati. You understand? Krishna said, don't speak this. Tell this, yoga, jnana. But I tell you, to a non-devotee, abhaktaya, atapaskaya, one who has no tapasya, one who is inimical to me, don't tell him. Krishna said this thing. But when that Krishna came in form of Gauranga, he was so magnanimous, you see, so liberal, so merciful, wonderfully merciful, you understand? Wonderfully magnanimous, audharjya, karunya, badanya, so munificent, you understand? He said, no restriction. Whomever you meet, you say what Krishna has said best. So we, the followers of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we travel throughout the world and preach. You understand? We do public functions, we do congregational chanting, in streets, in public places, you understand? Yes, allow one and all to take part and lay this transcendental sound vibration towards the all ears with the mics, microphones. We do it then. Because we are followers of Mahaprabhu. This is real good. Upakar, Parupakar. Real good.
So how preaching is effective only when we take for the shelter of
yes, bona fide. Yes. accepting a bona fide guru, taking shelter of a bona fide guru, Vaishnava, sadhu, Gaura Priyajana, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you do it. Astralaya bhaje tate krishna nahi teje, ar sava more okaran. Nartam Das Thakur says, one who has taken shelter of a sadhu guru, you understand, dear devotee of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, dear devotee of Krishna, Gaura Priyajana, Suddha Krishna Bhakta, pure Krishna, devotee of Krishna, and as bhajan means serves, under the guidance of Guru, Krishna never leaves you. One has not taken shelter of Guru, one of the Guru. And serves and thinks I am serving Krishna, but Krishna is not accepting service.
He's a servant of the Manjari.